Hi, this is Rabbi Jonah Lerner, and today we'll be doing Mishnayos Maseches Tamid, Perek Dalid, Mishnah Gimel, and Perek Hey, Mishnah Aleph. So the last Mishnah in Perek Dalid finishes explaining the remaining steps in dismembering the Tamid. So Naltal Tasakin, so the Kohen picked up the knife, he had put the knife down to remove the intestines and the chelev that he did by hand. He takes a knife now, the hefresh es hareya min ha-kaved, and he separates the lung from the liver, the esba kaved min ha-kaved, and he separates the liver appendage from the liver, v'lohaya mezizim im koma, but he wouldn't take it out from its place. Nakav es achaza un sano lemisha zachabo. He would pierce the sides of the breast, and he would hand it to whoever had the privilege of carrying it. Olo dofen hayimanis, he went up the right flank. Hayachotich v'yored ad hashidra, he would cut down to the spine. Lo hayanogea bishidra, but he would not actually touch the spine. Adju magia l'shtei tzlalos rakos, until he would reach the two soft ribs. He would cut off the right flank, and then he would give it to the person who was supposed to, who was zocher to carry it. He would approach the back portion. Chatzko would cut it off, and give that to the person who was supposed to, who was zocher to that. The alia ve'esba kavi d'shtei klayosimo, and the fatty tail and the liver appendage and the two kidneys that went together with it. They all went together with the back portion. He would cut off the left hind leg and give it to the person who was zochah to carry that. There would be that all the kohanim were standing in the line and the limbs were in their hands. Harishon barosh haregel, the first one would have the rosh in the regel. Harosh biyamino v'chatzko kalpe zeroo, and the head was in his right hand, and the with its nose facing his arm, v'karno bein etzbosav, and his horns were between his fingers, ubeit shchitaso milmalan v'aperid nasan aleha, and the place of the incision was above, with the fat placed on top of it. Really, the head was upside down. And the right hind leg was in his left hand with the place of the skin facing outwards. The second Kohen had two forelegs, the right one is right and the left one is left hand, with the place of the skin, where the skin would have been, facing outwards. The third one with the back portion of the left hind leg. The back portion of his right hand, the fatty tail hanging between his fingers. V'etzba kavi d'shtei aklayosimo, and the liver appendage and the two kidneys with it. Haregel shal smol b'smolo uveis oru lachutz. The left hind leg in his left hand, the place of the skin facing outwards. Harevi, the fourth Kohen, b'chozu v'gera, had the breast and the neck. Hachozu b'yamino, the breast was in his right hand. V'ha'gera b'smolo, and the neck was in his left hand. Vitzaloseha bein etz ba'osav, and the ribs with the neck ribs were between his fingers. Hachamishi b'shtei defanos, the fifth one had two flanks. Shalmin b'yamino v'shmolos b'smolo, the right was in his right hand, the left was in his left hand. V'beisor in lachutz, in the place of the skin would be was facing the outwards. Hashishi b'kray b'k Bakravim hanesudim bivazech. The sixth with the intestines were in a spoon. Kurayim shalgabehem ilmala, and the feet were then placed on top of the intestines. Hashmi besoles, the seventh Kohen carried the fine flour. Hashmini bechavitin, the eighth carried the chavitin bread. Hatishi the loaves. Hatishi beyayin, the ninth one carried the wine. Hachonesudim mechatze hakevesh ulmata bemaravo. The Kohanim went and placed the limbs from the halfway point up the ramp and down its west side, and they salted them. The Yardo, and they went down. Uba'u Lahem lishkas agave hagazis likros es hashma. They would then go to the chamber of hewn stone to daven and say the Shema. They would daven and say the brachos of the morning and be able and then and pray also that their offerings would be accepted. The next beginning of the next parak, parak A, starts discussing now that they had finished putting the evarim, all the different limbs, onto the ramp. They would take a break and be able to go say Shema. And the Mishnah then begins to discuss what blessings they would act, what they would actually say there. There is a machlokus of exactly why now they would stop in the middle of the service to go say Shema. There are many opinions that, like the Rush, that says that the reason why they were going is to be able to daven that they're that they would actually be accepted. There's an opinion of the Ravid that. They did it. They had a very practical reason. They took a break now so that the salting would have a time to draw out some of the blood. But in any event, this is the break they would take now to be able to go and say the Shema. So Mishnah says, Amar lahem amuna, the anointed appointed would say to them, Barchu bracha achas lahem barchu. Say a single bracha, and they would say the blessing. There are two brachas now they would normally say. Say Yotzer Or, and you'd also say Ahava Rabba. Because of time constraint, they would only say one. It doesn't matter which one they would say now. They would assume that they would say Ahava Rabba. And then they would say Ahava Rabba now, and they would say the other bracha later. Karo Aseres HaDvarim. Say this 10 statements. Shema V'hayayim Shamoa V'yomer. They would say the same. They would say the 10 statements. They would say Shema, Vayim Shamoa, and will come to pass, Vayomer, and the last paragraph, Baruchu as Am Shalosh Brachos. They would bless with the three blessings, Emes V'yatziv Va'avoda U'Birchos Kohanim, and they would say Emes V'yatziv, and V'techazena. Which is the words of the avoda service, and they would do birchas kohanim. Shabbos was even bracha achas l'mishmar yotzei, and on Shabbos they would add another bracha for the mishmar that was going out. We know that there were 24 mishmaros. And on Shabbos is when they would switch over. And the bracha that they would say is, Misha Sheikin es Hashmo B'bayi Sazeh Hu Yashkin B'neim Ava V'Achva Shalom V'Reos. The one who has caused his name to dwell in this house may cause to dwell amongst you love, brotherhood, peace, and friendship. As quoted by the Rav. And this bracha was different, and it was really only for the Mishmaros that people should get along, that everybody should... And while the other brachos were really blessing God, this was really blessing people for all the Kohanim and to do well, and there should be a bracha for them.